Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says experts certain about India's fast growth amid global uncertainty. CBI raids 60 locations across the country in connection with GAIN Bitcoin cryptocurrency scam. 21 AAP MLAs, including Leader of Opposition Atishi, suspended for 3 sittings of the ongoing Delhi Assembly session. Former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar gets life imprisonment in 1984 NTC riots case. In Bangladesh, Information and Broadcasting Advisor Nahid Islam resigns from interim government. And in ICC Champions Trophy Group B clash between South Africa and Australia, called off due to incessant rain at Rawalpindi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even amidst an atmosphere of global uncertainty, all experts across the world are certain about India's fast growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati this afternoon, Prime Minister Modi said that the faith on India's growth is because of its large youth population who are getting skilled at a very fast pace and leading innovations.
Global uncertainty ke beech bhi duniya ke tamam experts unke bhitar ek baat ko lekar certainty hai aur wo certainty hai bharat ke tez growth ko lekar bharat par is bharose ka bahut thos karan hai aaj ka bharat aane wale 25 saal ki इस 21वीं शताब्दी के लॉन्ग टर्म विजन को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक के बाद एक कदम उठा रहा है व्यापक स्तर पर काम कर रहा है
The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in the northeast region
सरकार देश के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर भी बहुत बड़ा इन्वेस्टमेंट कर रही है इंस्टीट्यूशनल रिफॉर्म इंडस्ट्री इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और इनोवेशन का यही कॉम्बिनेशन भारत की प्रगति का आधार है
Late in the day, addressing the session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area.
2014 से पहले मात्र 2,000-2,500 करोड़ का अलॉटमेंट होता था रेलवे के लिए असम के लिए और पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए आज 10,400 करोड़ रुपए का एलोकेशन है जहां तक यथासंभव 4 लाइन 3 लाइन और 2 लाइन डबलिंग ट्रिपलिंग और क्वाड्रुपलिंग के प्रोजेक्ट्स हाथ में लेंगे जहां जहां जरूरत है वहां पे नए लाइन्स बनाएंगे और पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में मिला के करीब 50 गतिशक्ति यूनिट्स कार्गो टर्मिनल्स बनाएंगे जिससे कि नॉर्थ ईस्ट में कार्गो का मूवमेंट बहुत फास्ट हो
Minister Vaishnav also announced that a state-of-the-art IT hub will be developed on the railway station land in Guwahati. The Union Minister informed that the centre has sanctioned 2 new Amrit Bharat trains, 1 train coach manufacturing unit at the BTR area and 1 train engine rebuilding unit at Lumding. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah said that the Madhya Pradesh government is leading the state on the path of progress by implementing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra of development with the conservation of heritage. Mr. Shah was addressing the closing ceremony of the 8th Global Investor Summit held in Bhopal today. During the summit, investment proposals worth around 30,77,000 crore rupees have been received.
मुझे पूरा विश्वास है जिस प्रकार की कार्य योजना मध्य प्रदेश सरकार ने बनाई है ये 30,77,000 करोड़ के एमओयू इसमें से महत्तम एमओयू जमीन पर उतरेंगे इतना ही नहीं एक बड़ी इंडस्ट्री के साथ एंसिलरी इंडस्ट्री जो कई सारी आती हैं जो इस एमओयू में समाहित नहीं है उसको भी मध्य प्रदेश में स्थापित करने का काम मध्य प्रदेश प्रशासन करेगा
Mr. Shah said that this summit would help in making India a developed nation by 2047. Highlighting the achievements of the central government, Mr. Shah said that under the NDA government, the country has written a new chapter of development in the last 10 years. During this period, 54 crore people were connected to the banks. Reforms like GST and the single window took place. 60,000 kilometer long highways were built and there was unprecedented expansion of rail, road and air networks, he added. Controller and Auditor General of India, CAG report has revealed the scrapped leak-up policy implemented in 2021 by the Aam Aadmi Party government caused a revenue loss of over 2,000 crore rupees to state exchequer. On the second day of the Delhi Assembly session today, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta tabled the CAG report in the House. Our correspondent reports that 21 Aam Aadmi Party MLAs have been suspended for 3 sittings due to the unruly behaviour.
The CAG report has flagged several lacunas in the scrap liquor policy, highlighting that norms were violated during the awarding of licenses. The report also highlighted the issue of affixication of prices of liquor causing loss of excise revenue. Delhi LG VK Saxena said that the report exposes the administrative failure of the AAP government. During the LG address in the House, the opposition MLA raised objection against the alleged removal of some portraits from the Chief Minister's chamber. Amid pandemonium, the Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijender Gupta suspended 21 Aam Aadmi Party MLAs from the Assembly for the next 2 sittings for their unruly behaviour, and the Delhi Assembly session has been extended for another 2 days. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has conducted extensive searches at over 60 locations across the country in connection with the GAIN Bitcoin cryptocurrency scam. The coordinated search operations have been carried out in major cities, including Delhi NCR, Pune, Chandigarh, Nanded, Kolhapur and Bengaluru, targeting premises linked to key accused. GAIN Bitcoin was an alleged Ponzi scheme launched in 2015 by Amit Bhardwaj along with Ajay Bhardwaj and the network of agents. The fraudulent scheme lured investors by promising lucrative returns of 10% monthly in Bitcoin for 18 months. Investors were encouraged to purchase Bitcoin from exchanges and invest them with GAIN Bitcoin through cloud mining contracts. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom will prove to be a major milestone in the relations between both countries. Mr. Goyal today held a meeting with a delegation led by the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides took stock of the progress made so far in accelerating efforts towards reaching a fair, mutually beneficial and balanced free trade agreement. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, there was a very positive discussion on various issues.
भारत और यूनाइटेड किंगडम के बीच हमारे संबंध, हमारे व्यापार के संभावनाओं को हम बड़े रूप में आगे लेके जा सकते हैं. मिनिस्टर रेनॉल्ड्स उन्होंने नए दृष्टिकोण से कई विषयों को चर्चा में लाए हैं और मुझे विश्वास आ रहा है कि ये फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट सही दिशा में आगे जाके दोनों देशों के व्यापार, उद्योग, दोनों देशों के लोगों के समृद्ध भविष्य के लिए एक मील का पत्थर साबित होगा.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A Delhi court today awarded life imprisonment to former Congress MP Sanjan Kumar in a murder case related to the 1984 NTC riots. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja pronounced the judgment for the murders of Jaswant Singh and his son Tarundeep Singh on November 1, 1984. Kumar was already serving a life sentence for another riot-related murder case and his appeal is pending in the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, BJP has said that this decision by Delhi's Rouse Avenue courts is a relief for the victims after 35 years. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, party leader and Delhi minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa mentioned that individuals like Sajjan Kumar and others who held several posts had been roaming freely for many years. He expressed hope that other culprits would be punished soon.
मेरे भारत के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जो एसआईटी बनाई थी आज उसके चलते दूसरे केस में सज्जन कुमार को उम्र कैद हुई है जिसके लिए मैं जहां भारत की सरकार का वहीं जुडिशरी का धन्यवाद करता हूं जो हमें इंसाफ देने का काम किया है.
आम आदमी पार्टी अक्यूज्ड द बीजेपी ऑफ टेकिंग क्रेडिट फॉर द सज्जन कुमार केस. Talking to the media, party MLA Jarnail Singh said, action should be taken against every person involved in the Sikh riots, whether they are a BJP leader or a Congress leader. Now news from Mahakum. The Mahakumbh in Prayagraj is gearing up to its end on the auspicious day of Mahashivratri tomorrow. The 45-day-long spiritual mega-event has so far hosted 64 crore 47 lakh devotees. Furthermore, 1 crore 11 lakh people have taken the holy dip till 6 p.m. today. Preparations are in place by the Uttar Pradesh government for a safe, secure and divine end to the spiritual mega-event. We have a report.
For effective crowd management tomorrow, the fair area has been declared a no-vehicle zone from 4 p.m. while the commissionerate has been designated a no-vehicle zone from 6 p.m. this evening. Mahakumbh DIG Vaibhav Krishna said that police have been deployed at all Shivalayas and various bathing ghats as well.
कल 26 तारीख को महाशिवरात्रि का पर्व है महाकुंभ का आखिरी स्नान भी है हम लोगों ने सभी शिवालय जो भी महाकुंभ क्षेत्र में पड़ते हैं उन पे पुलिस डिप्लॉयमेंट किया है लोग वहां पे जल चढ़ाने आएंगे सभी स्नान घाट जो है वहां पे डिप्लॉयमेंट किया गया है पूरा हमारा जो ट्रैफिक व्यवस्थापन है वो इस दृष्टि से रहेगा कहीं पे चोक पॉइंट्स ना हो श्रद्धालु बड़ी सुगमता से जल चढ़ा पाएं स्नान कर पाएं और पूरे क्षेत्र को नो व्हीकल जोन घोषित किया गया है हम हर स्थिति के लिए तैयार हैं क्राउड अगर बढ़ता है तो हमारे पास पर्याप्त पुलिस व्यवस्थापन है
The administration has appealed to the citizens to follow traffic arrangements and cooperate in smooth traffic and convenience of the devotees. The Mahakumbh will witness its grand conclusion tomorrow. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Railways is set to operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh for the Mahakumbh devotees on the occasion of Mahashivratri tomorrow. The Railways Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri Snan and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists have surrendered today in the Bijapur district of the Bastar Division. Among them, 4 had a reward of 23 lakh rupees for the capture. These Maoists have surrendered before the senior officers of the CRPF and the police. Upon surrender, each of these Maoists was given an amount of 25,000 rupees as an incentive under the surrender and rehabilitation policy of the state government. In Bangladesh, student leader Nahid Islam has resigned from his role as information and broadcasting advisor to the interim government amid speculations of him joining a new political party. Islam, a former Dhaka University student and a key figure in the anti-discrimination student movement, gained prominence after leading protest that led to the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. He announced his resignations, stating that a new political force is necessary given the current situation. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, the Group B clash between South Africa and Australia at Rawalpindi was called off due to incessant rain. With this washout, both teams now have 3 points each. However, South Africa will remain on top due to a better net run rate. In the previous matches, South Africa defeated Afghanistan by 107 runs, while Australia triumphed over England by 5 wickets. In the Hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian women's team pulled off a thrilling shootout win against Olympic champions Netherlands in the final home match at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar this evening. Netherlands led 2-0 at half-time with goals from Pian Sanders and Faye van der Elst. However, India made a strong comeback as Deepika and Baljeet Kaur scored to level the match. In the shootout, Deepika and Mumtaz Khan scored for India, while Marijin Veen was the only scorer for Netherlands, securing India's victory. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says experts certain about India's fast growth amid global uncertainty. CBI raids 60 locations across the country in connection with gain Bitcoin cryptocurrency scam. 21 AAP MLAs, including Leader of Opposition Atishi, suspended for 3 sittings of the ongoing Delhi Assembly session. Former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar gets life imprisonment in 1984 anti-Sikh riots case. In Bangladesh, Information and Broadcasting Advisor Nahid Islam resigns from interim government. And in ICC Champions Trophy, Group B clash between South Africa and Australia called off due to incessant rain at Rawalpindi. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.